Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Open Ears Project is supported by Belmond, who have collected and created some of the world's greatest luxury travel adventures. Iconic hotels, train journeys, river cruises, and safaris. Each has a unique story to tell. Visit Belmond, BELMOND.com, and book your getaway today.
You're listening to The Open Ears Project. Welcome to Day 24.
I've selected a bagatelle by Beethoven, one of his late bagatelles. It's very romantic. It's just one of those small pieces, you know, considered just a throwaway piece. He probably improvised it at the piano. And this piece for me is about overcoming adversity. I'm Terrence McKnight. I'm the evening host on WQXR. Beethoven, you know, a guy who created art to speak to justice and equality, a guy who loved family, you know, was so close to his mother like I am. And when I listen to this piece, it makes me think about Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes would travel the world and align himself with laborers, people who were protesting. And Langston loved music. Beethoven loved poetry. So they had that in common. And so when I hear this piece, it just reminds me of a particular poem by Langston Hughes where he's contemplating this idea of death for love. Then he pulls back from that idea and says, you know what? I'm not going to take my own life. Life is great. Beethoven essentially said the same thing back in 1802 when his hearing started to dissolve. And so, you know, this idea of family and art and doing something, creating art that's more than about oneself, really appeals to me. Since I'm still here living, I guess I will live on. I could have died for love. But for living, I was born. Though you may see me holler, though you may see me cry, I'll be dog, sweet baby, if you gonna see me die. Life is fine. Fine. That's why. Life is fine.
Terence McKnight chose Beethoven's Bagatelle, Opus 126, Number 1, and in a happy twist, the version that we're hearing is played by Terence himself. And you can listen to the whole thing coming up in just a moment. It's only a few minutes long, but it's so beautiful. If you're enjoying what we're doing on the Open Ears Project, by the way, please consider giving us a rating and a review wherever you get your podcast. It really helps other people find us. And if you really love what we're doing, then maybe you could go to openearsproject.org and consider clicking the button that says support us. I'll be back tomorrow.